Gather Worship with Make Us One on Impact 103. Playing in the background, getting us to just after 4:30. Time for us to talk all things music. And we're particularly talking with a local artist that is doing incredibly when it comes to the Christian contemporary music space in South Africa. Born in Bloom, Nicole Viljoen, better known as Prodigal Daughter, has just been releasing a brand new single that she's brought out today. And the singer-songwriter says, man, I've written psalms to the Lord that I've seen it being written in days of old, and I've just found a song that allows me to be able to write psalms towards my father. And she joins us online to tell us all about this and a whole lot more. Nicole, it's good to have you. Welcome to Drive 3 to 6.
Oh, thanks. It's great to be on air. Welcome to myself, to you guys. Oh, wow. What a blessing.
It's an absolute blessing to be chatting to you on the back of your brand new release. Congratulations. Today is the day off. Are you feeling lighter? Because I'm almost certain you weren't sleeping so much, stressing because of this day.
You know what? The stressful part was recording. That was the stressful part. No, look, the thing is, I handed it over to God and I said, you know what? The song needs to do what it needs to do. So, stress-wise, not that much, but the anticipation of people hearing it, you know, I still have my butterflies in my stomach, y'all.
Oh, man. Well, look, we're here to celebrate that journey. We're here to celebrate all those decisions that you made in the writing, the recording, the mastering, the post-production, the graphics and all of that up until today, the release, by taking a moment to really dig into hearing more of what's the story behind the song. And you speak about praise being about worshiping God through all seasons. Maybe share with us this, the heart behind that, because that sounds like someone who's had to worship God through some really tough seasons.
No, look, my husband and I, we talk a lot in various places about the journey that we've had with God. And I think, you know, I'm going to give my age away now. I'm 41 years old. And, you know, I've been writing most of my life. And I went through a season where, you know, you question yourself. You get to a point in life where you go, what am I doing? And that what I'm doing, is it right? And so it was this whole season of actually thinking to myself, is this who I am? Am I doing what I'm supposed to do? And before this song, I actually did a whole fast. I did a 21-day Daniel, and I went into a 19-day food fast, and I actually broke my 40-day fast on the day I recorded the song. And when I wrote this song, it goes about especially that, through that whole season of questioning who you are, we don't necessarily understand how we feel. And, you know, the coping mechanism, I think, for any form of anxiety or any form of question is praise. Praise heals, and praise makes the darkness light. And that's why I thought this specific song might be able to help someone else who's going through that form of season to put into words what they're feeling while they're going through the anxiety.
Yeah, and sometimes, you know, you struggle to find the words that really articulate so well that space of struggle. And I know for myself, the scripture really helps a lot in that. And many of us relate a lot with David because of the way he wrote in the book of Psalms. And you've said that your songs are like your own psalms that you've written to God. Tell us about how songwriting has influenced your conversation with God and the relationship you have together.
Look, I always say I'm like a teenager in the throne room of God. That's my go-to. Sure. I stomp my feet constantly and go, God, why this? Why this? So I really have a conversation with God most of the time. And I think sometimes if you are someone like myself that's creative in a sense, you writing puts everything into perspective, and you can actually go with it to God and say, okay, instead of me talking in circles, yeah, here's what I'm feeling and here's what I'm seeing. And writing is a good way of putting emotion onto paper and dealing with things and wrestling with things on paper. So that's why, I mean, I think the first thing I wrote was when I was 10 years old. So that's my form of worship to God, writing to Him, writing my prayers, writing requests, and writing thanks. And that's how that helps my conversation, apart from the feet stomping every now and then that I put through to God.
I think many of us are stomping feet with you, because that I resonate with that so much. We just feel like, Lord, I need to know what's going on here.
No, we're children of God. So, yeah. You know, we really do act like children sometimes, and it's okay. I think he just shakes his head and he goes, it's okay. I'm listening.
Yeah. I was going to ask you about your background in many other things that you did, broadcasting and women's ministry, etc. But before we talk about that, I think I'm more interested in knowing about the time you knew that it's a good time for you to share your private journey with God into a public platform like music and in the project that you work in together. Was there a specific moment where God was kind of like, hey, what I'm doing with you in your inner room is now time to be shared with everybody else?
I'm telling you, it was an insane moment. It was a moment that I didn't want. To be very honest, I've got no interest in fame. I've got no interest in all of that. I think because I come out of radio, but I actually wrote for someone else. Like, I wanted to write and give it to someone else that was huge in the industry. And I prayed about it. And then one day God just said to me, no, this is your story. These are your Psalms. And you need to listen to me and you need to put it out there and I'll make it work. And I'm telling you, that was probably one of the scariest moments of my life, because to be so vulnerable and to put everything out there for the world to judge and for the world to criticize and have an opinion about, that was scary. But at the end of the day, I follow Christ. And I don't mean to sound arrogant, but I don't actually care what people think, because it's for him. People can hear it and they can use it to also maybe sing it to God.
Yeah,
but it's for him at the end of the day, for no one else.
And in a moment, we're about to play the song, and I guess it's a good time to segue into asking you now, as they hear it, what's something that you hope that they take away from praise, from how you've put it together?
If you listen to the lyrics, it's a song about while you're in a season. Usually we hear a lot of songs about when you've passed the season, or when you went through a season. And there's a song that will say, right, we've made it. Or you'll listen to the lyrics, and this is about being in it and being able to raise praise and say, thank you, God. I'm here. I trust you. I do what you tell me, and I know you'll come and find me.
Oh, man. Look, Nicole, I'm so glad that you trusted God as he leads you to this place of being vulnerable, because it really allows him to minister to us in a way that I think we would not have known had the story not been shared and so many of us not being privy to your personal journey with God. For people who want to follow you on social media, where do they find you if they want to stay in touch with everything else that you're doing?
You can find me on Facebook, The Prodigal Daughter Podcast. You can follow me on TikTok, The Prodigal Daughter Singer. I'm everywhere. You can follow me on my private name as well, Nicole Fuyun. But the most important thing is, because I'm an independent artist, you know, we're not signed. So I need people to share and go and download and do all of those things.
Yeah.
So it's available on all streaming platforms, and hopefully in a month or so, a music video might come out.
Ooh.
We'll see how it goes.
Oh, well, we're looking forward to seeing that once it starts to happen. And of course, we'll share that as well, so everybody gets to know the message and the great work that you're doing. Nicole, it's been great to have you this afternoon. I'm about to play your song this just right now on the back of this conversation, and I look forward to many other conversations about other songs and the rest of the project and just more stories that you share with us. So thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks to you guys, and be blessed.
Absolutely. Nicole Fuyun joining us right here on Drive 3 to 6, or better known to the rest of us as Prodigal Daughter. She's got a brand new song. It's titled Praise, the title song from her album that I think you might just enjoy. Have a listen to this. I think this might just be a new